اللهم تقبل صلاتنا وصيامنا وركوعنا وسجودنا. May Allah accept our prayers, our fasting. And I would like to make quick dua for our brother Lindomar Haynes passed away. And our brother Omar Marzuki is really sick. So please keep them in your prayers, inshallah. Allahumma shfi mardana warham mawtana. Allahumma fil al-mu'minina wal-mu'minat. والمسلمين والمسلمات الأحياء منهم والأموات إنك سميع قريب مجيب الدعوات آمين والحمد لله رب العالمين. And today your commentator is humbly me, so no, thank you. استغفر الله العظيم الذي لا أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. الحمد لله رب العالمين والصلاة والسلام على رسولنا محمد وعلى آله وصحبه أجمعين. الحمد لله. We just finished the third juz, and in this juz we had the last part of Surah Al-Baqarah, few pages, and the first half of Surah Ali Imran. And now I would like to share with you the main theme of this juz, and then towards the end I would like to select few verses and share with you those verses and focus on them. Within the first few verses of this section is the famous Ayat al-Kursi, verse of the throne, we just read it. And then the rest of the Surah al-Baqarah reminded us that there is no compulsion in the matters of faith. And then the following verses were dedicated to charity and generosity. And then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala called us to be humble and be just. And then the following section talked about riba, usury, interest. It's condemned in the Quran, and guidelines for business also, transactions also given. In the longest verse of the Surah Al-Baqarah, actually the longest verse of the Al-Quran Al-Kareem. So, and then at the end, we heard at the end of Surah Al-Baqarah, we heard "Amin al-Rasul bima unzila ilayhi min Rabbihi wal-mu'minun." Towards the end, we heard beautiful du'as. So, and then we moved on to chapter Surah Al-Imran. Surah Al-Imran is the third chapter of the Quran, and the reason that this chapter was named Imran, as you know, the father of Maryam alayhi salam. And there are a lot of stories about Isa alayhi salam, as we heard. And from the verse 33, we hear the story of Imran, Zakaria alayhi salam, Yahya, Maryam, and birth of Isa alayhi salam, all of them. So we heard the stories of those great, great prophets. Now, in this, my selected verses, I would like to focus on the verses from Surah Al-Baqarah 261 all the way to 274. And these are the verses of charity. And I don't know if there is any other part in the Quran that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala emphasized charity this much. Not only he emphasized, but also he gave us some guidelines. And it is like, when you read the entire Quran, you see the sprinkles of zakat and charity here and there. But here, almost three pages, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala dedicated. And then the points in these three pages that I would like to focus. The first one is, Allah encouraged us giving charity and then promised that charity increases our wealth. So he said that don't worry about, you know, like losing your wealth. Actually, if you give with the sincere intention, he promised that I will increase your wealth. And we'll see it in the verse, inshallah. And then the next point was manner when giving charity. So it has to be given in certain manner. We'll see that too. And then the next one is, don't listen to the whispers of Satan. Satan, Shaitan, is the biggest enemy of us, right? He might, you know, trick you not to give in the cause of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala pointed out on this part two, topic two. And then the last part, he subhanahu wa ta'ala said, give it for the sake of Allah, give it for the sake of God the Almighty, and not to show off, and it's better if you hide when you do sadaqah. And then at the end he said, you will have no fear and grief in akhirah. Now, the first point that I mentioned, that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala encouraged us giving charity and promised that charity will increase our wealth. And the verse is 261. He said, مَثَلُ الَّذِينَ يُنْفِقُونَ أَمْوَالَهُمْ فِي سَبِيلِ اللَّهِ كَمَثَلِ حَبَّةٍ أَنْبَتَتْ سَبْعَ سَنَابِلَ فِي كُلِّ سُنْبُلَةٍ مِئَةُ حَبَّةٍ. He said, the example of those who spend their wealth in the way of Allah is like a seed of grain, which grows seven spikes. I don't know if there's any farmer within you, so imagine that spikes, it says, which grows seven spikes in each seed. And then each spike is 100 grains. So with one seed that you put on the in the earth, you get so many folds of grains. So it's a beautiful parallel or simile that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is using. When you give your charity with sincere intention, just to please Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, not to show off, and same as like when you throw it and when you give it nicely, gently, you will receive so many folds, not only here, but especially hereafter. That is the best part. And then the next part that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala gets our attention is, when you do it in a nice manner. By saying, الَّذِينَ يُنْفِقُونَ أَمْوَالَهُمْ فِي سَبِيلِ اللَّهِ ثُمَّ لَا يُتْبِعُونَ مَا أَنْفَقُوا مَنًّا وَلَا أَذَى. So those who spend their wealth in the way of Allah and then do not follow up what they have spent with the reminders of it or other injury. Not saying that, you remember, you know, so-and-so time I gave you this amount, you remember? So no, not like that. Or even hints. So you have to make sure that whenever you give it for the sake of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and forget it. Keep it between you and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And there is a beautiful hadith related to this, and inshallah I'm going to share in the middle of Taraweeh prayer. So, and then he says, for those who act like this, لَهُمْ أَجْرُهُمْ عِنْدَ رَبِّهِمْ وَلَا خَوْفٌ عَلَيْهِمْ وَلَا هُمْ يَحْزَنُونَ. What a beautiful promise. He says, they will have their reward with their Lord, and there will be no fear concerning them, nor will they grieve. And then the next step, and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala complements this verse with saying, قَوْلٌ مَعْرُوفٌ وَمَغْفِرَةٌ خَيْرٌ مِّن صَدَقَةٌ يَتْبَعُهَا أَذَى وَاللَّهُ غَنِيٌ حَلِيمٌ. So he says, kind speech and forgiveness are better than charity followed by injury. If you are going to do some good deeds and then talk about it, don't do it. Just be nice and kind. That's better, says Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And then he says, وَاللَّهُ غَنِيٌ حَلِيمٌ. Allah is free of need and forbearing. And then again, the next verse, still on this topic, manner. You know, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is so much concerned about the other person's feelings. So do not hurt the feeling of the person that you are trying to help with. يَا أَيُّهَا الَّذِينَ آمَنُوا لَا تُبْطِلُوا صَدَقَاتِكُمْ بِالْمَنِّ وَالْأَذَى. You might think that you are helping, but if you act this way, this act wipes away for your deed, says Allah. O you who have believed, do not invalidate your charities with reminders or injury, as does one who spends his wealth only to be seen by the people and does not believe in Allah and the last day. It is the part says, كَالَّذِي يُنْفِقُ مَالَهُ رِئَاءَ النَّاسِ وَلَا يُؤْمِنُونَ بِاللَّهِ وَالْيَوْمِ الْآخِرِ. So again, in charity, sincerity is so crucial, so important. Do it for the sake of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and conceal it, hide it, do not reveal it. And the second parable comes, remember the first one was about the increasement, and in this case Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, فَمَثَلُهُ كَمَثَلِ صَفْوَانٍ عَلَيْهِ تُرَابٌ فَأَصَابَهُ وَابِلٌ فَتَرَكَهُ صَلْدًا لَا يَقْدِرُونَ عَلَى شَيْءٍ مِّمَّا كَسَبُوا وَاللَّهُ لَا يَهْدِي الْقَوْمَ الْكَافِرِينَ. And then the simile is, his example is like that of a large smooth stone upon which is dust and is hit by a downpour that leaves it bare. They are unable to keep anything of what they have earned. So the rain comes down and hits that stone. It's just shining, but nothing reflects, nothing comes up. But when you leave that seed in earth, then you get so many folds. And the last part that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said, do not listen to the whispers of Satan. And the very next verse says, الشيطان يعدكم الفقر ويأمركم بالفحشاء والله يعيدكم مغفرة منه وفضلا والله واسع عليم. Now again, in the word of Prophet صلى الله عليه وسلم, الشيطان يجري من ابن آدم مجرى الدم. So it's so close to you. When you act with your, you know, whims and desires, then shaitan is waiting for that, you know, time. And here, when you have little concern about giving charity, sadaqah, and he comes all over, and then Satan threatens you with poverty and orders you to immorality, that's his job. And while the other way, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala promises you forgiveness from his bounty. And at the end he says, وَاللَّهُ وَاسِعٌ عَلِيمٌ. So Allah is all-encompassing and knowing. And the very last one, as I mentioned at the beginning, give it for the sake of God, not to show off, and hide your good deeds if possible, and you will have no fear or grief hereafter. The verse says, إِن تُبْدُوا الصَّدَقَاتِ فَنِعِمَّا هِي. If you disclose your charitable expenditures, they are good. If you, sometimes it's good to, I guess, give openly, in only with the condition of encouraging others. But the continuation says, وَإِن تُخْفُوهَا وَتُؤْتُوهَا الْفُقَرَاءَ فَهُوَ خَيْرٌ لَكُمْ. So it is better for you. It says, like, but if you conceal them and give them to the poor, it is better for you. And with this, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will, وَيُكَفِّرُ عَنْكُمْ مِنْ سَيِّئَاتِكُمْ, cover your sins and he will forgive you. And then he reminds us that, وَاللَّهُ بِمَا تَعْمَلُونَ خَبِيرٌ. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala with this is, with what you do is fully acquainted. Allah knows everything. Nothing escapes from his knowledge. And the promise. This is the promise that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala ends. الَّذِينَ يُنْفِقُونَ أَمْوَالَهُمْ بِاللَّيْلِ وَالنَّهَارِ سِرًّا وَعَلَانِيَةً فَلَهُمْ أَجُرُهُمْ عِنْدَ رَبِّهِمْ. Again, وَلَا خَوْفٌ عَلَيْهِمْ وَلَا هُمْ يَحْزَنُونَ. He says, those who spend their wealth in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala's way by night and day, that shows the intensity, like being generous day and night, giving and donating, secretly and publicly, both acceptable, they will have their reward with their Lord. And no fear will there be concerning them, or will they grieve. Alhamdulillah. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala accept your charity, your prayers, and your fasting, inshallah.